We got to the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah there. So the Mishnah talks about the Sanhedrin, Hayesach Kechati Goren. The way the Sanhedrin was sitting was like a half circle, a semicircle, and this way, Kadeshi Rowan Zed, this way everyone could see each other, and also when the Bali Dinim and the Edim come to testify, everyone's able to see him. If it was a full circle, so obviously those behind the aid couldn't hear and see, so it has to be everyone in front, so a semicircle would make the most sense. There are two riders are keeping track of everything in front of them. One to the right side of the semicircle, one to the left side of the semicircle. They write back, each one will write down both sides, the guilty evidence and the innocent. And then Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Omer Shlosha. There were actually three of them that were writing down, three sofrim. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezakin. One guy wrote just the innocent proofs. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMechayiv. Another one wrote the proofs just for the guilty party. And Rashlishi, the third party, would actually Kosev Divrei HaMezakin and Divrei HaMechayiv. The third one would write down both arguments. Rashi explains what the need for this is, because if you focus on both Mezakin and Mechayivim, so then you might get confused. If you focus just on one approach, other guys focus on the other approach, so then it's clear, and then the third guy just makes sure everything's in balance. So then the Mishnah goes on the top of Lamed Zayin, V'shalosh Shuros Shal Tamidei Chachamim Yoshrin Lefneim. Now in front of this semicircle, there were an additional three rows of Tamidei Chachamim. They were not official Dayanim, but they were there. So you have three additional rows, and Rashi explains here that each row had another 23. So you had a total of now 23 times 4, 23 Dayanim, plus another additional threes of 23 people. The reason for this, Rashi explains here on the top of the Mishnah, V'shalosh Shuros Kol Echad K'minyan Sanhedrin K'asrim V'shlosha. V'shim Yichalku Achav Gimel Reuben Mechayvin Meyutim Mizakin. Let's say the 23 split. It ends up being 12 people saying guilty and 11 people saying innocent. So that's only V'atayah L'ra Ein Al Pi Echad. So you only have the guilty when one over, and that's we need at least two over in favor of a chova. So therefore, you have to tzarech lahosif shnaim shnaim ad shim ve'echad. You add two people on to 25, then to 27, then 29, until we finally have a verdict, and we can add up until there's a total of 71 dayanim. So now, what's the problem here? Hilkach tzarech lahosif lefneim arba'im v'shmona lashlama shivim ve'echad. So we already have 23. So you only need an additional 48 people that are there. But we described that there are three rows of 23. That's 69 people. But all you really need is 48. You can only add on 48 people. So the Gemara said that the lav orach ara laso shuros the talmidim shalchav dalid, and it's not proper that you have 24. No, the solution could be two rows of 24 people each. That's 48. But it would be inappropriate to have only 23 dayanim, but then each row of the talmidim are 24. That row of talmidim shouldn't be longer than the row of actual dayanim. So you can't have two rows of 24 talmidim. Shetehei meruba mishal dayanim. And also, lo lasos shuros katanos. It would be strange to have small rows either, so that you could have, in theory, you could have three rows of 16 talmidei chachamim there. That would give you a total of 48. So therefore, velo shtayim shachav gimel, ve'echad shel shnayim talmidim. Maybe have two rows of 23 people. That's 46. Then another two talmidim in front in a short row. That wouldn't make sense either. Hogach avdi shalosh shuros. The only solution we have is three rows of 23 each, even though we don't need 69 people there, still, that's the most appropriate way to do this. Okay, so Mishnah now says that Kol Echad V'Echad Makis Mekomo, each person knew where he sat. There was a whole order, there's a whole hierarchy of who sat where, and number one, number two, number three, number four, so on. So they all knew their place. Hutzracha Lismoch, Somchim Arishona, Echad Menashir. So let's say you need to be Somich, meaning one of the Dayanim die, and now you have to fill in the space. So what happens is, one guy dies, you move everyone over a row. You don't pluck one guy out from the row below and put him in the place that's missing. You move everyone over so everything fills in. So rather, the Mishnah explains, Hutzracha Lismoch, you need to be Somech a new guy, because a dying died. Somechim Me'an Rishona, you take the next guy in the first row of Tamid Chachamim and slide everyone over, and Echam Shnia Balal Rishona, so the second row guy comes to fill in the Tamid Chachamim in the first row. Then one of the guys who's in the third row fills in the space now that's open in the second row, and then now you have a last an empty seat in the third row of Talmidei Chachamim, so which you're borin lehen od echad min akal, you pick the next worthy Talmid Chacham who should be sitting on those three rows. He's the last person.
We're talking about 36 actually, the first one, right? You're going opposite way, right?
Meaning
the closer to the, because the real Dayanim were in the back.
Correct. So the first one below them moves up.
So the third one is actually the first one from the front.
No, no, I viewed it as this, the stadium. I don't know exactly, but the Talmud Chacham, the Chora was on top of the stadium,
right.
And then below was one, two,
right,
three.
Right, so, like,
so one moves up.
No, it's okay, yeah, so we're doing the same thing.
You're fine.
Even within the rows, they were in order of the Hashimah.
Exactly,
so
right.
Shifting that way.
Exactly, everything was in order, every seat. So then the Mishnah says, Moshivin Osa Bishlishis, you take that new Talmud Chacham from the Kaal and you place him on that third row. V'lohaya Yoshivim Komo Sharishon, Ella Yoshi b'Malkum Harayilo. He doesn't replace the first guy who left. He has to go to the last seat now. Everyone slides over, and he takes the last seat on the row. So the Gemara asks now, Minah Nimila, how do you know that they would sit in this semicircle? So Amr of Acha Bar Chanina, the Amr Kra, the Patek says in Shiashirim, Sharareich Agan Hasar Al Yechser Hamazag. So what's going on here? The Gomer. Sharareich Zu Sanhedrin. So why is it called Lama Nikra Shema Sharareich? Apparently refers to the stomach, the belly button area. Sharech means that, so since it sits in the center of the world, mainly in the base of, next to the base of Migdash. Agan in the pasuk describes she magina al kol ha'olam kulo, that Sanhedrin would protect the entire world. And sahar she doma lasar. Sar is a moon, so it was a kind of like a half moon, so it would sit as a half moon. And al yachser hamazag, that it should never be less than a diluted wine. What does that mean? Shim hutach echam hem lotes. If a person needs to go out to take care of something, a member of the Sanhedrin, rowan im yesha esim vishalo shlosha connected Sanhedrin katana. So make sure there's always 23 people left over. So in other words, there's 71 people in a Sanhedrin. And the way wine was diluted, it was always 2-1. So the ratio is really 1/3. So make sure there's always 1/3 of the Sanhedrin, around 1/3. 23 is around 1/3 of Sanhedrin. Make sure if people need to go take care of things, there's always at least that 23 that's left behind in the Lishchas HaGazis. So again, Yotzei, Vim Lav, if when you look, when you leave, there's less than 23 people, you're the 23rd person, so then the halacha is, Eino Yotzei, you're not allowed to leave.
It's less than a third, really,
23. Yeah, but we can't be either way, because it's 71, so nothing goes
right,
in even.
You would expect that it would be actually, you know, 24, 25.
24 would be 72, right.
72,
24. So, yeah, I'm not sure why they went lower.
Right.
Because 23 is a number.
Because
it's
Sanhedrin Katana.
Right.
And you cannot be right.
So now the Gemara quotes that same pasuk in Shiashir, and the rest of the pasuk says, Bitneich aremas chitim. So what does mean, ma aremas chitim? Aremas chitim, I think, is like a basket, a bundle of wheat. So ma aremas chitim, hakol nanim imena. Everyone is going to derive hana from the wheat. So too, Af Sanhedrin Hakol Nenin Mitameh. Everyone goes, enjoys, appreciates all the various reasonings of the Sanhedrin. Then the Gemara continues this rest of the pasuk in Shiashirim Suga Bashashanim, that there's a fence of roses, a rose bush fence. Shafilu Kasuga Shel Shoshanim Al Lo Yifetu Ben Pirtos. That even a very weak fence that's made of roses only, even that type of fence should not be breached. Even though it might not be such a big aveir that's being involved, Klaisel makes sure, and the Sanhedrin makes sure that every type of fence is always maintained. So what does this mean? The Hainu D'Amrle Hahu Mina, that's what that min, that Apikoros once said to Rav Kahana, that Amrisa Nida Shari Li Yehuda Bahadeh Gavra. Is it possible you allow a Nida, talking about an Eish Ish, not Eish, rather a husband and wife, and the wife's in Nida. You permit a husband and wife, when she's in Nida, to be B'yichad? So, Efshir Eish B'nuras Ve'eno Mahaveves? There's fire, and then there's a little piece of paper or straw. It's not going to catch fire. How are you able to do that? How could the guy have self-control there? How is that allowed? So, Amar Lei, so what do you mean? Of course we could trust the man and woman, even though she's in Nida. Because HaTorah Ha'idu Aleinu, the Torah, in this Kashir Ashirim, testifies that Klai Yisrael, Suga B'Shoshan, Meshafilu Kusuga B'Shoshan, Lo Yifritu Ben, Pratas. We trust them that even though there's only a small divider, if you will, they're in a home by themselves, still, even a rose bush type of fence, they're not going to breach. So we would permit Yichud with one's own wife, even though she's in Nida. So the Tosos points out, very important Tosos, top here, HaTorah Ha'idu Aleinu Suga B'Shoshanim, Linin Dam Nidos Nidrash, Kishomer's dam, kishoshana aduma reisa miad parish. It's referring to its rose bush because it's a dam. It's blood. It's red like blood. So vim tomar v'ha yichad araisa. Isn't yichad araisa? Why are they quoting a pasuk in Shir Shirim? That's a siag. It's only a fence here. So the dashina and gemara. We learn this on daf chaf aleph. We'll jump the source. So to answer Tosos v'yesh lomar delo aser tower elokein imo delo avida dimishtari. The Torah only asered a mother or anyone else like that who's never permitted. About nida, so for the tar. When it comes to nida, the man has self-control for a week or so. So then he'll be able to control himself, if you will. So therefore, maybe that case is not an issa deraisa v'icha there. It was only would only have been an issue on a derabanan level to ask for such a thing. But at the end of the day, we say that we trust that an isha who's benida is permitted to have yichud with her own husband. But then Tosa does point out, based on the Gemara and Ksubis, miuhecha de la baal afil nida asur li yisyachid. If they get married and there's a chupas nida, so they never had beer with each other, then in that case, it would be asur to have yichud with one's wife if she's in nida. Okay, Gemara now says, Reish Lakish, we're two wide lines down the end of the line, to Reish Lakish Amar Mehachem. He quotes another pasuk with the same idea. The pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Kipelach Harimon Rakasech. Like the color, the shell, the peel of the pomegranate, you're so empty. What does this mean? Afilu Rekanen Shebecha, even the empty ones among you, Milein Mitzos Karimon, are full of mitzos like Harimon, meaning what? That we trust them, that they're not going to be violating the Isser of being Baal Isha Benita, even though they're Ben Yichud. Rabbi Zeira Amar Mahachi quoted another pasuk that we trust a husband and a wife when she's in Nida. Vayareach Esreach Begadav, and he smelled the clothing, Yaakov, and referring to Yitzhak and Yaakov. Al Tikre Begadav Ela Bogdav. That the bog of those who rebelled, even those who violate averas, they'll be trusted. We trust them with a wife when she's a nida. They'll separate. Tosis points out, what's the connection to nida at all? That this is a riot for a husband not touching his wife when she's a nida. So Tosis on the bottom here says, "Vayareach es reach begadav lashon reach shayach bedam nida." So the lashon of smelling is actually relevant to dam nida. How so? Because he itza, there's once a woman, she presented a kesem to Rabbi Eliezer to find out whether it was tameh dam nida or not. Archer, he smelled it, and Amar Hai dam chimud hu. He had a special, strong sense of smell. He was able to tell that it was dam chimud, which is not going to render her into a nida. So it's a shayach to the lashon of reach. Nowadays, no one can do that. No one. Gemara says, Hanu biryune dehave b'shivusa de Rabbi Zeira. There are these different people who are not such fine individuals who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Zeira. Tell them the karev lehu, that Rabbi Zeira would be mekarev them, keicha de nehadre leo b'tivusa, in order to have them do tshuva. To have a kapti rabbanim, but the rabbanim didn't like these people, and they were very much against these individuals. They didn't care much for them. Kinach nafshe de Rabbi Zeira. When Rabbi Zeira died, Amri, these individuals, I don't know what to call them, Rishayim, but these people who were not so yashar, they said at his death, Ad ha'inna, up until now, have a charicha katan shakye, have a bayal on rachme. The little short, burnt-legged Rebbe Zeira was very short, and he got his legs burned in an oven once. He was testing out whether or not Gehenim is going to affect him. So now that short person used to daven on our behalf. But now that he's dead, hashtaman bayal on rachme, who's going to daven on our behalf and take care of us? So in light of that, here hu really bayu v'avdu tshuva. They had they were chozer b'tshuva, and because they said they thought they realized they had no chance of living without them doing tshuva. Gemara now says shalosh shuros v'chule. There were three rows of tamidei chachamim. Amar Abai says shma mina ki naida kula naida. When they would move, everyone would move over, meaning everyone would slide over one seat up. V'lei malei ata inna have a yisma bereisha hashem osvile bedanve bezanav. That means. So the guy, the head of the first row, number one in the first row, now slides over. He becomes the last guy on Sanhedrin now. I'd rather be the head of a group as opposed to the last guy in the group above. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai says, no. Everyone knows this line. Better to be the tail of a lion than to be the head of a fox. So therefore, he did prefer to be on the Sanhedrin. Even though you're number 23 on Sanhedrin, you're still on the Sanhedrin. That's much greater prestige than being number one on the backup, on the second team. Fine. The Mishnah now says in the bottom of Lamed Zayin, Keitan Ma'aminin Lei, how would you instill fear as the Edom? To scare the Edom that this is a serious event when you're testifying about someone. This is something quite serious. And Al Eide Nefashos Ha'imachnis Nosam, if it comes about testimony and a capital punishment, they'd bring the Edom inside. They'd scare them, they'd instill fear. Shema Tomru Mumad, maybe you're going to make a testimony based on something you assessed that you didn't see, but you circumstantial evidence got you to make some conclusion. Umishmua Aid Mipi Aid, maybe you heard one guy say about another guy, but you didn't actually see it. Umipi Adam Neman Shema, maybe you heard from a person who was a trustworthy guy. Shema Yatam Yodim Shisofenu, maybe you don't realize that in the end, Livdok Osem, Eschem Medrishiv Hagira, we're not going to just accept your testimony. We're going to cross examine you and ask a lot of questions here. Habiyodein, you should be aware, Shalok Kedini Mamanus Dini Nefashos. Be aware that Dini Mamanus is not quite like Dini Nefashos. This is a capital punishment here. You make a mistake, if you give aid to Sheker by Dini Mamanus, the halacha is Adam Nosi Mamon, Miskaperlo. If you pay back the damage, then you're okay. But when it comes to Dini Nefashos, you should be aware that Damo, the blood of the person you had killed, the Dam Zerasev, and the blood of his arms, Tlui and Bo are dependent on you at Sofa Olam. They're going to be hanging on you until the end of the world if you cause him to die without true testimony. How do we know this? Shekein Matzinu B'Kayin, we realize by Kayin Shehar gets Elchev, he killed his brother Hevel. Shenemar Kol Dmei Achecha Tzoakim. The voice of his blood, of the brother, was screaming. Eino Omer Dam Achecha, doesn't say Dam in the singular, Ela Dmei Achecha, the multiple bloods of your brother, is screaming. Damo v'dam zerasav. His dam, the dam of his arms or his children or his offspring, they're all screaming. So realize that there's going to be serious consequences for having someone killed with aid to sheker. Davar acher, another interpretation of what it means as a side point here, d'mei achecha in plural, the Mishnah says is d'mei achecha shaya damo mushlach al ha'etzim v'al avanim, that his blood was poured out over the rocks and over the wood. The fikach, therefore, you should realize, back to the Edom, Nivra Adam Yechidil, person, Adam was created as as the only person in the world first, the Lamedcha, to teach you and all of us, Shekol ha'me'abe nefesh achas miYisrael, if you kill even just one nefesh, even one nefesh of Yisrael, ma'ale ala v'kasav kilu ibed olam male. It's as if you killed an entire world, because Adam was the entire world at one point in history. V'chol me'kayim nefesh achas miYisrael, and if you keep one alive, ma'ale ala v'kasav kilu kayim olam male. It's as if you kept the entire world alive. Umipnei Shalom Habrios, because of Shalom Habrios, another reason why we have a Adam was created by Yechid, this is another side point here. Adam was created by himself to tell me that there should be Shalom Habrios. Shalom Yomer Adam, person shouldn't say lechavero, Abba Gadol me'avicha, my father is stronger than your father. Not to say that, because we all have the same father, if you will. We all came from Adam Arisha. That we shouldn't have the different minim saying, Harbe Rushuyas Bishamayim, there are many different gods, and different gods made different people. No, there's one God, and there was originally just one person. That means there's one Rushuyas, Hashem. Ulahagig Dulas Hashem, there's Baruch, and also to show the tremendous Koach of Hashem, Shadam Tovea Kama Matbeos Bechosim Echad, Kulam Domim Zelaze. A person could make currency, make coins, and they all look exactly the same. They can't make everyone unique necessarily. But Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tava Kol Adam Mechosmo Shel Adam Arishom. He had signed every man in this world with the signature of Adam, yet Einechad Mehem Dom Melechavero. Each person born is someone unique and someone special. That shows the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lefikach, going back to this idea, Kol Echad V'Echad Nechayev Lomar Bishvili Nivra Olam. Everyone has to say that the world was created for me. They have to realize that the world, each Adam is considered an Olam in its own right. Back to the Adam now. The Shema Tomer, so now based on this, is a scary thing to now testify after having this introduction. So maybe you're going to say, Malano Latsara Azos, what do I need to deal with this Sarah? Why put any risk on the line for myself? Let me just walk away and not testify at all. But it can't be. Balakvar Namar, the Pasuk where he says, But who aid Ora or Yada im lo yagid, the Pasuk says, Menasa Avona. If you know something and you don't testify, that actually is an Avera. So you have to testify if you know something. The Shema Tomer, maybe you're going to say, Malanu Lacho Bedamo Shazer. So what? Why do I have to get involved again in this inyan of having to kill this person? So Gemara says, "Look for Nermar," because there's a mitzvah involved. Bavud Risham Rina. There's great Rina. There's great Simcha when you cause a destruction of a Rasha. So this is incumbent upon every single person to make sure we get rid of all Ra in the world. But at the same time, realize that you have to be serious and make sure you're testifying be'emes. Gemara now says Tanur Rabbanan on the top here. How does one assess the situation? Maybe you saw someone chasing after another person. They ran into some abandoned house. And you ran after them. You saw what was going on. You see one guy standing over there with a sword in his hand. From this blood dripping from this sword. And Harug Mefarfer, and there's a guy lying on the ground who's dead, who's busy. He's almost dead. He's barely breathing. If that's what you saw, you saw nothing. If you didn't see the Ma'is Hariga, even though you saw the circumstantial evidence, you can't testify. That's called Mu'umad. So Tani, the quote of Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Shum ben Shetach, Ere ben Nechama, makes a Shua One saw a person chasing after another guy, Lechurvan, to an abandoned home. I ran after them. I saw the sword, the blood dripping. And the guy was dying on the floor. I said, Russia, who killed this guy? Oh, ani o ate. Is it me or you? Aval, we all know. Ma esep, what can I do? Shane damcha masu biyadi. I'm not allowed to. Your blood is not handed over into my hand because it's a technical reason. Share Torah, Amr Torah. The Torah says, Apishnaim edim humas hames hayodea. Fine. Only if you see it could you kill. You need two edim, and the edim have to see it. I did not see the killing, so we clearly know that you killed the guy. But technical reasons, I can't do anything. So
from here, that's putting emphasis that there was only one.
It seems to be correct as well. You need two people, but I would imagine you have to add on to that as well. You also have to see it.
Right, but he's mentioning not the wrong pasuk. He's mentioning a pasuk that doesn't teach us that.
Right. So.
Or maybe the word edim.
No. I think you are correct. There's a second here. Tosus doesn't, they quote a Tosus, but it doesn't really directly address this point, but I think you are correct. It doesn't seem to be quoting the exact pasuk. Maram talks about this based on Tosus, apparently. There's a discussion here in the footnote.
But even so, he's not an Edom. You didn't see him kill him.
Right, so you could say that
we're saying, but the pasuk is not accurate. The pasuk is about Shadim, not about Riyah.
Right.
It should have brought a pasuk about Riyah. So the Gemara now says that Rav Shimon ben Shetach said, "Hayodei machshavos, the one who knows all thoughts, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifra Me'osa'ish should be take revenge and kill such a person. Sheragas Chaveh, because he killed the Reuven who's now lying on the floor dead." So Amru, they said, "Lo zazu misham ad shebanachash v'kishu memes." He didn't leave until a snake came, bit him, and killed the Rotzeach. Gemara asks, "How could that be? How could the Nachash? Why did he die from a snake bite?" V'hai bar nachashu, was he worthy of being killed by a snake? V'ham Rav Yosef says, a famous line we see many places in Shas, V'chein tani de Bechizkia, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Afa Pisha Batla Sanhedrin, even though Sanhedrin was batel, we no longer have Aramisos, lo batlo. The giving of Aramisos were not batel, they would still implement the Aramisos, even though there's no Sanhedrin. Mara says, lo bitlu, v'ha bitlu, what do you mean? Of course, there's no longer capital punishment after the bitl of Sanhedrin. Ella, what it means is, din arbam isos lo bilu. They wouldn't implement it, but there is some fulfillment of the arbam isos through more natural causes, if you will. Meaning what? Mishin is chayv skila. One who killed, it was Michal Shabbos, for example, and deserves skila. Oh, no, from Nagag, he's going to be fall off the roof somehow through a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Oh, chayav dorsaso, or an animal is going to pounce upon him. Mishin is chayv seifa, a person is going to be deserving of being burned. Oh, no, from Blake is going to die in a fire. Oh, nachash machichichash, the venom of a nachash is going to burn him. So that's a sreifa. Nachash is a correspondent to sreifa, not correspondent to saif. A person who murders deserves saif. A nachash is not saif. A nachash is sreifa. And finishing off the braisa, Mishin is chayv hariga, O nimtza l'malchus, one who deserves to be killed with a sword is going to be given over to the kingdom to be killed by the king. O listen bar malav, or he's going to be attacked by robbers. Mishin is chayv chenek, one who deserves being strangled. O taveh benar, is going to drown in the water. O meis besrunche, or die from some type of disease that's going to cause him to lose his breathing. So we see that nachash is keneged treifa, not keneged saif. So Amri, they say, Hahu chata achrisa havabe. This murderer had another veira that he would violate. Let's say he was Baal Eshiska Bas Kohen, who gets treifa. Damar mar, the klal is, Mishin is chayiv shtei misas. A person is chayiv two misas bezdins, he's always nidon bichamura. So the guy deserves saif for roteach, he also deserves treifa for some other one. So since treifa is a more severe onesh, he got killed with a nachash, which is keneged treifa. Gemara now says Mu'umad about an assessment of a situation. Bedina nefashos hu delo amdina. So when it comes to dina nefashos, you cannot assess the situation. That's what we're learning from the Mishnah. But ha bedina mamonos amdina. When it comes to dina mamonos, you can use circumstantial evidence. It seems. Kiman, who is this like? This is like Rabbi Acha. Detani Rabbi Acha Omer gamal ha'uchar ben hagamal. If there's a camel that's lagging behind a herd or a pack of camels, benimsa gamal harug b'tzida. And there's another camel that's dead on the side. B'yadua shezeh hargo. You could clearly assume that even though you didn't see the killing of one camel to the next, the one that's lagging behind, you assume he's the one who killed the camel off to the side. So you can rely on circumstantial evidence, but dini mamnus. Mara says, wait a second, you can't bring a proof from this. The Mishnah says you can't trust aid me pay aid. You're saying only by Dina Fashas you can't trust aid me pay aid, but by Dina Mamras I can trust one aid who heard from another aid? That's not true. We can't trust an aid me pay aid by Dina Mamras. But Hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, Im Amar, an aid says, comes forward and says the following. Who Amar Li? Reuven told me, Shani Chayvla. Reuven admitted to me that he owes money. Or he says, it's each plony, some other aid told me, Amar Li, told me that Reuven admitted, Shu Chayvlo, Lo Amar Klum. Achi Omer Bifneinu Hodelo, Shu Chayvlo, Masayim Zuz. You can't testify unless you actually saw Reuven admit to Shimon. But to hear from a second party, that's not going to be good. Aid BPA aid doesn't work by DNA Mamanus either. Alma, Afagav de Paslile Bidine Mamanus. Even though aid me pay aid is the apostle for dini mamonas, armin al hubadini nefashis. We repeated the halacha by dini nefashis as well in this Mishnah, but not to say it doesn't apply to dini mamonas. It does. Ain't hachanami. So here as well, hachanami. When it comes to the halacha of omed, afa pi afa gav de pasli of dini mamonas, even though omed is something that is apostle, does not qualify for dini mamonas. We mentioned it also, armin. We said it yet a second time in the context of dini nefashis, meaning we paskin umad is apostle. Mu'umad is possible both by Dina Nefashos and Dina Mamunas. Gemara says, Hayu Yodim. So, Amar of Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Chia, Melamich, Asa, Kain, Behevel, Achiv, Chaburos, Chaburos, Psios, Psios. He made a number of stabs and holes in Hevel's body. Because Shalohaya Yodea Mehechan Nishama Yotze Achi Higil Tzavaro. He didn't know where the Nishama leaves until he got to his neck and eventually killed him. I think Rashi quotes this Allah Torah as well. Amr of Yehuda, Braid Rav Yechia, Miyom Shepascha, Aretz Pia, Vikiblasa Ladama Shel Hevel. When the ground opened up to accept the blood of Hevel, Shivla Pascha never opened up ever again. It was a one time event, it swallowed up the blood of Hevel. Shinamar, it says, Mikanaf Aretz Miros, Shemanu Tzfilat Sadik. From the corner of the world, there were songs that were sung when they heard the Tzfi, literally the deer of the Tzadik. So Miknaf Aretz, Velo Mipi Aretz. Only the songs came out from the end of the world, but not from the mouth of the world, meaning the ground never opened up ever again. So Gemara says, what do you mean? When it comes to Korach, the world, the ground did open up and swallow up Korach Vadaso. So it did open up. This is many generations after Cain and Hevel. It would open up for Ra, namely Korach Vadaso, but would never open up yet ever again for Latova. Blood always goes, but you always see the blood on top of it. When it came to Hevel, everything was absorbed. There was no remnants left after it was swallowed up. Interesting toast in the bottom here. Knaf Haaretz Zmiros Shemanu. They sang from the songs of the corners or the wings. So toast is right here. Kasa b'tshuvas ha-gaonim shein b'nei Eretz-Yisrael omim kedusha. They wouldn't take kedusha in Eretz-Yisrael ela b'Shabbos only. Why? The pasuk in Yeshaya Daf Vav, Perek Vav rather, Gavi Chayos said the Chayos have shesh knafayim lechad. Each one has six wings. V'chol kanaf hu omer shira. Each wing, if you will, says a shira achas b'yom b'sheshim mihachol. Each wing corresponds to one day of the week. Uchshegiyah Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, omrim hachayos lefnei hamakom. Ribonos olam ein lano od knaf. We don't have any wings left. So Kadosh Baruch Hu meishiv. He responds back to them. Yeshi od knaf echad. I've got one more wing. Show me lefana ishira shenema miknaf haaretz zmiros shemanu. Meaning the songs of Klai Yisrael. They're the seventh wing, if you will. Gemara now says Amar Yehuda braid Rabbi Chira galus mekaperes av avon. Mechsa. Now, Galus, a person deserves kapara, so Galus is going to get rid of half of the kapara needed. Meikarik, if it's written initially by Kayin, Vayisi Navanad, I was moving around all over the world. Ulvasof, in the end of the day, after all the Galus, it's written, Vyashabar to Node, he sat Node, but that word Na was removed. So half of his kapara was achieved through Galus. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Galus mechaperes shlosh dvarim. Galus is going to achieve kapar for three matters. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hayoshev be'ir hazos, some person who stays in the city, Yamus is going to die becherev, berav, ubedever. He's going to die with one of those three types of things, through sword, famine, or through pestilence. Vayote, one who leaves the Galus though, benofel al kastim, hatsarim aleichem v'chaya, he'll live if he goes out. If he goes out free, goes to Gullus, then he'll be spared of these three different things. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Gullus Mechaperes Al HaKol. He thinks Gullus will achieve kapara for everything. Shenemar, it says in that pasuk that Kas Ko Amar Hashem, it's written that Ariri will not have any children. Right? Kasu Esaisha Zeha Ariri, Gever Lo Yitzlach Biamov, Ki Lo Yitzlach Mizaro Ish Yosheva Kise David, Umoshel O de Behuda. Referring to an individual who's not going to be Zoch having any children. But then it says afterwards, Basar Degala, after he was exiled, it says, Ksiv Ubne Yechania. Asar Shaltiel Beno Shaltiel. Afterwards he says Yachna was Zochet to a child. Initially Yachania wasn't Zochet to children for whatever he did wrong. But after he was exiled, he was Zochet to children. So the Gemara says it wants to darshan the names of Yachania as follows. One name was Asir, one name was Shaltiel. So Asir means Shebarto Ima Bebes Asurim. That his mother became pregnant while she was in jail. Asir Lashon Bes Asurim. And Shaltiel is Shesaslu Kael, a Kadosh Baruch Hu had placed in the womb of the mother, Shlo Kederach HaNisham, not the normal way by other women who become pregnant. Shegmiri, we have a klal, She'ein Ha'ishim Mishaberes Mu'umad. A woman can't become pregnant while standing up. But he, Nisabra Mu'umad, she became pregnant while standing up. Davar Acher, alternatively, Shaltiel Shenishal Alalaso Kael, that she had removed the Shavua, meaning there was a Shavua initially that she wouldn't be Zocha to have children, and Kadosh Baruch Hu removed the Shavua and allowed her after the Gullus to be Zocha to have children. And one last one, this is a child of Shaltiel, this is a grandchild of the story of Yechaniah, Zubavel Ishenizra Bivavel, that he became her mother was pregnant with him while she was in Bavel, Umashma, what was his real name? Nechemia ben Chachalia Shimon, that was his name. Okay, sorry.